该书封面内页 B， 封面内页 B，
主耶稣，我们赞美你，主。
歌书第二十八首，二十八首，
永生的天主圣山，降临更深我，永生的天主圣山。
我们来到你至圣圣体台前，皆同圣母妈妈、天朝诸圣以及在炼狱中净化的亡者一起朝拜你。 不断地赞美你。在你至圣圣体前，我们连同整个教会向你献上你应得的光荣和尊崇，亦都为众年龄和罪人祈求获得丰富的天主慈悲的恩宠。主耶稣，记得当日有一个拉病人来到你前跪下求你说，若你愿意就能洁净我。你动了怜悯的心，伸手抚摸他，并向他说，我愿意，你洁净了吧。拉病人就立时洁净了。如今我们跪下求你抚摸我们每一个人，使我们在你的爱中灵魂得到洁净，完好无缺。亦都求你慈悲怜悯那些在炼狱中的灵魂，因着你的宝血所净化而变得清白无罪，早日脱离炼苦，进入天国永享福乐。主耶稣，为你的光荣，为许多灵魂的益处，我们奉献上这一小时的陪伴和祈祷。愿来自你圣体的爱带给一切受苦的人灵慰藉和平安。愿众生灵赞颂你慈悲之爱的声音响彻云霄，直到永远。阿们。 教会定十一月是年龄月，希望我们永不要忘记为炼狱的灵魂祈祷，是一件极伟大的慈善事工。我们一定会为挚爱的亡者以鲜花和隆重的葬礼去表达敬意。其实为一个已离世的灵魂，唯一需要的是天主的恩宠。这个是为什么我们要多祈祷、牺牲、奉献弥撒，为亡者得救奉献自己的痛苦，以及领取教会颁赐的全大赦，善用各种属灵的工具去赚取天主的恩宠，藉诸圣相通功，使在炼狱中尚未完全炼净的亡者早日脱离炼狱之苦。虽然炼狱是一个极大慈悲的地方，但我们应该设法避免下炼狱。我们每一个人都极渴望知道死后要面对的是什么，可惜在教堂里面，在道理班或者司铎门的讲道时，是很少提及或者教导我们关于年龄和炼狱。因此我们对死后的知识是不足的，是空白的，甚至是一无所知。为消除我们对炼狱的恐惧，希望我们明白到天主的计划，祂为我们命运的安排是几咁伟大，几咁微妙，值得我们以热诚去寻觅，使我们明白到在世上我们掌握很大的能力，可以令年龄得益，又可以为我们的生命增添恩宠。我们是否可以下定决心死后不去炼狱呢？是的，只要我们每一个人都掌握方法去实践这个决定。圣十字若望曾经这样说，天主上至的安排已给予每人在世上净化的机会，足以使他死后直升天堂。在我们的一生中，天主已为我们安排了考验、痛苦、病痛和艰辛，这些苦难是为净化我们，假如我们乐意接受，已足够使我们直升天堂。但是为什么不是人人都直升天堂呢？因为我们反抗，我们没有怀着爱和感恩、感激之心去乐意接受生命中的考验。我们因为反抗和不屈从而犯罪。让我们求主赐给我们恩宠，好能善用每一个机会，使我们临终时在天主面前，我们的灵魂闪耀着洁净和美丽的光辉。假如我们下定决心死后不经过炼狱，上主是和我们同在的。纵然这个决定是不容易做到， 因为上主从来都没有答应过我们所走的路是坦途，不过一定是平安和喜乐的路。趁还有机会，我们应该善用宝贵的余生，让爱德成长，好能增添为我们已预定的来日的光辉和美善。在世上过的每一分钟，我们的爱德是可以增长的，炼狱里面的灵魂就没有这个机会，甚至众天使们也都妒忌我们在世上还有机会去修爱德立功劳。任何微小的爱德行为，牺牲、斋戒、艰辛、抑制偏好、克服缺点、宽恕敌人等等，如果我们能够将他们奉献给天主，这些奉献在永生中将变成为我们的饰物、珠宝和宝藏。因此我们应该利用每一个机会，使自己达到天主已经预定赐给我们的美善。纯洁净化了的灵魂是会充满美和光芒的。人的灵魂在天主面前应该是光辉灿烂的，天主愿意我们是洁净的。我们得以洁净不是因为我们完全没有缺点，而是因为我们藉着悔罪和谦逊得到净化。圣人不是完全没有过失，只不过他们每次失足都求宽恕，每次跌倒总会再爬起来。年龄已经意识到天主的光荣，并衷心渴望能够早日拥抱天主，我们应该尽量用天主赏赐给我们的美妙办法去协助年龄，去减少他们在炼狱的耽误时间。不要忘记孩子们的祈祷是有很大的能力去触动天主的心，因此让我们时常教导孩子们祈祷。 Sister Emmanuel 曾经对一个小女孩讲及可怜的年龄，她说，现在你要为你已亡的亲友祈祷，你去到耶稣面前求她好吗？小女孩就走到耶稣像跟前，五分钟之后回来，修女问她，你向主求了些什么啊？她回答说，我求主使所有的年龄免受炼狱之苦。她的答话像当头一棒，修女教她的祈求只是为自己的亲友，但纯真的小女孩却即时晓得祈求些什么。孩子们有敏锐的触觉，他们是能够从天主的心求得很多的恩宠。如果退休的人士或者有空闲的人时时参与平日弥撒，他们不单止可以为自己，也都可以为千千万万个亡者储存恩宠的宝库。但愿我们认识到 弥撒真是无价之宝，可惜基于无知、冷漠和惰性，使大量的宝藏都被我们浪费了。我们实在掌握住救助以亡弟兄姊妹们的能力，但愿我们皆同耶稣我们的救世主，我们亦都可以成为救赎的同工。在1986年的11月6日，圣母在麦主哥耶的信息这样说：亲爱的孩子们，我想呼唤你们要天天为炼狱中的灵魂祈祷，每一个灵魂都需要祈祷和恩宠来接触天主及他的爱情。亲爱的孩子们，你们为炼灵祈祷，也会获得新的代祷者，他们会帮助你们在生活中意识到所有世物都无关重要，只有天堂才是必须致力寻求的。为此，亲爱的孩子们，不断祈祷，你便能帮助自己，又能帮助那些你的祈祷将会带给他们喜乐的人。所以为炼灵祈祷，能增多我们在天上的代祷者，在我们的生活中亦都得到他们的帮助。希望我们不单止在炼灵月要为亡者祈祷，而是每天让我们尽力慷慨施予，尽我们所能奉献弥撒圣祭，尽可能多些参与弥撒，让我们奉献所有的痛楚和苦难，结合耶稣救世的功劳，去减轻炼狱灵魂的痛苦。 圣女美迪代是十三世纪德国一位本笃会的修女，她是同圣女日多达属于一个修会，她们都是有特别的神事，时时同耶稣圣母交往密切，是她们最早开始敬礼耶稣圣心的。耶稣曾经特别叮嘱圣女美迪代这话，你早晨一醒来，第一件事就应该是向我的圣心问好，并将你自己献给我。我特别喜欢人向我求好多的东西，我要给他们更多的，超过他们的希望。教会定每年十一月十九号是纪念圣女美迪代的。有一次圣女美迪代为亡者祈祷领圣体的时候，主耶稣显现给她，还对她这话，为炼灵念天主经。圣女就用以下的方式去祈祷，当她祈祷之后，她见到很多的炼灵升天堂去。现在我们就是用那张单张的纸，大家一起和圣女美迪代一起在耶稣圣体面前为炼灵去念这个特别的天主经，请大家一起诵念：我们的天父，可爱的父亲，我恳求你赦免那些没有适当地因从你的念力，虽然你渴望居住在他们心内，他们却关闭了自己的心，为赔补他们的过犯，我奉献给你你至爱之圣子在世的爱和光荣，以及他为他们的罪债所付出的满盈赔补，愿你的灵受显扬。哦，可爱的父亲，我恳求你，请宽赦那些没有恰当地光荣你圣名的年龄，他们极少敬礼你的圣名，他们徒然枉用你的圣名，或因他们可耻的生活，使他们不堪当作基督徒。为赔补他们的罪过，我奉献给你圣子在传教及在他所有神圣的事工上，颂扬你圣名的完美神圣。愿你的国来临。哦，可爱的父亲，我恳求你赦免那些没有热切渴望或关心寻求天国的年龄，只有在天国才有永远的安息和永远的光荣，为补偿他们对所有美善的漠不关心，我奉献给你圣子，希望我们成为他天国的共同继承者的神圣渴望。愿你的旨意奉行在人间，如同在天上。哦，可爱的父亲，我恳求你赦免在炼狱的灵魂，尤其那些修道的灵魂，因为他们在世上只追求他们的私意，而不寻求你的旨意，不在所有的事情上爱慕你的意愿，并时常根据自己的私意而生活和行事，为补偿他们的不服从，我奉献给你圣子与你圣意结合的谦逊圣心，和他毫不犹豫地服从你，甚至死于十字架上。求你今天赏给我们日用的食粮。哦，可爱的父亲，我恳求你赦免那些没有恰当地渴求 没有恰当的敬意，没有恰当的爱慕，去领受祭台上至圣圣体圣事的怜悯，因他们不配领这圣事，或他们极少，甚至从不领受这圣事。为补偿他们的罪过，我奉献给你圣子完美的神圣，并他的敬意和圣爱，以及他赐给我们这珍贵的珍宝所包含的赐予的爱和不能言语的渴求。求你宽恕我们的罪过，如同我们宽恕别人一样。哦，可爱的父亲，我恳求你赦免年龄所犯的大罪，尤其他们不宽恕那些冒犯他们的人和他们不爱他们的仇人。为他们的罪过，我奉献给你圣子在十字架上为他的敌人所献上爱的祈祷。不要让我们陷于诱惑。哦，可爱的父亲，我恳求你赦免那些不克服罪恶和贪欲的年龄，那些只受魔鬼和欲欲诱惑的，和那些蓄意做坏事的。为补偿这些罪过，我奉献给你圣子那战胜世界和魔鬼的光荣胜利，并他赐神圣的生活和工作及他的劳累，以及他赐悲惨的苦难和圣死。因你圣子的功劳，但救我们及年龄免于凶恶和灾难，并带领我们到达你光荣的天国，这就是你至光荣的自由。阿们。2018年11月2日圣母的讯息。亲爱的孩子们，我见到许多子女们放弃真理，实在令我难过。他们失去了祈祷时应有的感情和专注，我很难过。我告诉我的圣子，很多人已失去信德，他们已认不出我的圣子。因此之故，我召叫你们，在你们心灵底处，终可找到这隐藏的宝藏，我的圣子。能做到这地步，实在是来自天父的慈悲。在充满罪恶的世界去寻求善，在满是批判的地方仍然以善意了解别人，不去批判别人，这便是我圣子的教导。我以母亲的身份邀请你们去听从我的圣旨。孩子们，灵性比肉体强，唯有爱的行动才可克服一切困难。不要忘记， 我的圣子爱了你们，且仍然继续爱着你们。当你们与主保持合一时，我圣子的爱不会离开你们。他是世界的光，没有人能阻止他永恒的光辉。因此，我至爱的使徒们，不要害怕为真理作证，尽量以积极的心态、爱心、善行、牺牲及谦卑的心去作见证，实践真理，让不认识我圣子的人找到真光。我陪伴你们在侧，我会鼓励你们继续见证来自圣父所传的爱。他是永恒的爱，他愿意我的每一位子女享受永恒的生命。我圣子的神也能在你们身上。孩子们，我重新邀请你们为牧者祈祷，让我的圣子继续带领他们。谢谢你们。请大家坐下。以下我们请 Rebecca Chow 和我们做朝圣分享。
It turns out that she was also going on the same first meeting, I had learned about another pilgrimage with a group of friends that I had traveled before. If not for paying for the deposit, I might have withdrew. But within a month of departure to Medjugorje, work was extremely busy, and leading up to a week before departure, I had wanted to cancel. Looking back, I think this was really a temptation and distraction, with some uneasiness, not knowing what surprises Our Lady had planned for me in Medjugorje. So, at Medjugorje, for me it was a time of healing and renewal of faith, hope, and love for Jesus, Mary, and God's people. The music and songs composed for Medjugorje were just really beautiful. Adoration was one of the most beautiful I had ever experienced, and seeing the Mass packed beyond capacity really touched me. At one of the morning English Mass, it was so packed that I couldn't get to the priest for Holy Communion. He must have saw the desperation in my eyes, and he came around and jumped over the pew to reach me. At that moment, I felt so happy that Jesus will actually come to me, and I was really touched. The smile on the priest's face was shining because he was so happy to reach me. He knew my need for Jesus' love. I found the homilies in Medjugorje extremely powerful and inspiring. And I quote here some of the messages that I took down when I was there. Our Lady calls us to conversion and to listen and pray with the heart. To pray with the heart means to be present. There is a covenant between the heart and the tongue. My tongue is only allowed to speak when my heart is calm and at peace. You can pray, but not so peace in your family. You can pray, but also not forgive. We need love for listening. Love will open hearts. If you have love, everything is possible. When we condemn others, Jesus asks us to examine our own sins. Without love, we cannot forgive. We are asked to pray for love for that person until your heart heals. Many graces come when praying in front of the crucifix, according to Our Lady. Acceptance of the cross and accepting the way you and others are will work peace in your heart. The person who hurt you has left, but negative feelings and resentment may linger. So pray for love. Pray for cure and remedy so that love can heal your heart. Where there is love, there is peace. When faith, hope, and love are all strong, then your heart will be free to choose. Pray to the Lord to strengthen your faith, hope, and love. Our Lady tells us to give thanks to little things. If you want to be happy, give thanks. We all have a mission that God tasks us with, each one of us, to become intentional disciples. It is more than evangelization. It is a mission. On the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, when we were there, the homily was particularly inspiring for me. St. Francis was rich and intentionally chose to become poor like Christ, who is God, with almighty powers, and yet chose to become poor and die on the cross, as did many other saints who were rich and chose poverty. Poverty in the world is an evil, but poverty that is chosen is a virtue. Why do we adorn the church with jewels and gold? St. Francis wanted everything to be coated in gold because he knew that what the world treasures and takes the world's gold and makes it useless in the eyes of the foolish. church where our group made the consecration and offered roses to Mary. As I knelt in front of her and looked up, her eyes were so real, so beautiful, so sparkling, so full of grace and love for her children. There was a guide in Medjugorje whose name was Philip, and he was staying in the same villa panorama as our group. And he gave a talk which was also very inspiring to me. He said, "We come to Medjugorje for Our Lady to be close to us, not for us to be close to Our Lady. Our Lady is present everywhere, but a special presence in Medjugorje. We have given Our Lady a special gift, our presence here. When we pray, we are meant to be where we are at prayer. God chooses the time, place, people, and saints for the time. In his recollection of St. Faustina, God tells Faustina, 'This is where I have prepared the most graces for your life.' In the litany of the saints, we are the cause of Mary's joy. Our Lady in Medjugorje tells us that God exists, and she thanks us for being a witness. Our Lady needs us as a sign to others that God exists." In his reflection about J.P. St. John Paul II, Philip recalls that J.P. II tells us to walk with Mary and that we can count on her, and Our Lady can depend on us. What we need to pray to Our Lady is, "I know that you love me." Her heart can restore the rhythm of our heart. Have you told Mary you love her? And how do we do that? By praying the Rosary. What touched me before, during, and after the pilgrimage was the kindness of all the people connected to Medjugorje and their women sharing. This pilgrimage was very peaceful and quiet compared to other pilgrimages that I have been on. As someone told me, it is more like a retreat with a rhythm to the day compared to other pilgrimages that are more hustle and bustle, staying at different hotels and spending lots of time on a bus with crowds of people at the sites. Since coming back to Toronto, I have found it easier to pray the Rosary. Prior to Medjugorje, I had been struggling with the Rosary. At Medjugorje, since we pray 15 decades daily, it now makes it easier for me to pray 5 decades a day. And I actually try to attempt to pray all of the streets in my day if time allows. I believe this is one of Mary's gifts to me during the pilgrimage. Another habit that I picked up while I was there was fasting. Prior to Medjugorje, I had heard about the fast from friends and witnessed their bread and water fast. I was dreading to put it into practice coming back. Surprisingly, after reading Father Slavko's book on fasting, I have a better understanding and I can attest to all the benefits from fasting on bread and water twice weekly. It makes it easier for us to resist temptation in other areas where we find difficult. And it makes sense to pray not only with our lips, mind, and heart, but with our entire body. Prayer, accompanied with fasting, is powerful. And if you think God is not answering your prayers, try supplementing your prayers with fasting. In the Gospel, Jesus fasted, and so did Mary, and he expected no less of his disciples to fast with them. Every time I hear the songs and music composed for Medjugorje, whether it be playing the CD in the car or at prayer gatherings, I am transported back to that serene little village, smelling of roses, and look up at the clear blue sky, and admire the field greens with all trees. I think everyone who is invited to Medjugorje by Our Lady is tasked with spreading her messages and the joy of Medjugorje by sharing, such as the one today. tonight, and by telling family and friends all the graces and blessings received from my Lady. To everyone here tonight who has been before or have yet to go, Mary invites us to rekindle our enthusiasm, love, and promise to our Lady, to bring our loved ones to Medjugorje and to her Immaculate Heart. So thank you for listening tonight to my sharing. And I have left some prayer cards at the back table and bookmarks from Medjugorje for everyone.
多謝Rebecca的分享，請跪下，我們接受聖體降服。
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
《歌書》第32首，32首。